Us Unite podcast. My name is Maddie.
And my name is Dan, and we're here to show you the way to fluency, confidence, and clear communication in English.
English is my second language, and I went from being an English learner who lacked confidence to helping hundreds of students from around the world speak better. I am here to share with you all my secrets to how you can communicate with clarity and confidence in English too.
And after years of teaching, I have helped many of my students enjoy the learning process and worry less about being perfect. When this happens, they start to see their true strengths in their English skills and use those to become even better. This is something I am ready to share with you as well.
If you are ready to build a new version of yourself as a fluent English speaker so that you can achieve your big personal and professional goals, you have come to the right place, my friend. So let's get started. Hello there and welcome to the podcast. If you struggle with understanding natural speech in conversations, movies, etc., today's episode is for you. I will show you why pronunciation helps with your listening, and you will walk away from today's podcast with a clear direction, three areas of pronunciation that you need to focus on in your English practice so that you can understand people better, feel more confident using this language, and have amazing conversations. Have you ever tried to watch a movie in English without subtitles and understood very little or almost nothing? And then, when you turned on the subtitles and you could read the words, you understood almost everything? I know what it feels like. I'm sure you thought, I know almost all those words, so why can't I understand what those people said? Gosh, my listening is so bad. They speak so fast, etc., etc. So, have you ever asked yourself why you can understand well when you're reading, but have lots of problems listening to people, especially native speakers? A huge part of this problem, my friend, is pronunciation. So here are three reasons why you will have better listening skills and understand people better when you study and practice your pronunciation. And these are three areas of pronunciation that you should study. Number one, the way you say English sounds is affected by your native language, by your accent. If you are not using the right English sounds when you speak, that means you can't hear them either. Many times you know how a word is written, but you don't know the correct pronunciation of that word. So you can't understand it when people say it, especially in natural and fast speech. That's why learning and practicing the English sounds, which are very different from the sounds in your language, is so important. You will understand fluent speakers better when you become more familiar with individual English sounds. Number two, sentence stress is one of the reasons why we feel that people speak too fast in English. In English, some words are louder and higher in pitch, and some words are said more quietly, and they're lower in pitch. For example, in the sentence, "I'll have the soup and a house salad," notice that I don't place the same amount of stress in all the words. I don't say, "I'll have the soup and a house salad." Some words are louder and some are quieter. Listen again. "I'll have the soup and a house salad." Have, soup, house, salad are louder words because they are important. Will, the, and, are not important words here. So they're quieter. Listen again. "I'll have the soup and a house salad." In the house salad. This is sentence stress. And this is stopping you from understanding people better. Learn and practice sentence stress and you will unlock your listening. Number 3, connected speech. On episode number 15, Dan introduced you to what connected speech is and why it's important. If you haven't listened to that podcast episode yet, I highly suggest you listen to it after this one and get the free lesson we made for you on 3 things about connected speech that you need to know to sound more fluent and understand better. You can download it at english-unite.com/connected-speech. Learning how some fluent speakers and almost every native speaker connect sounds when they speak was the number one thing that unlocked my listening. If you're not studying and practicing connected speech, start doing it. You'll understand fluent speech much more easily if you do. That's it, Uniter. Those are 3 reasons why pronunciation work helps with your listening skills. Keep up the hard work and, well, keep listening to the podcast. That's another good way to improve your listening. And if you like this episode, could you do us a big favor and share it? Send it to your family and friends who are learning English and let us help them too. Thanks for listening and see you in the next one.